This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq, fighting continues today between U.S.-led forces and the Mahdi Army. That is the Shiite Muslim militia led by the firebrand cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The fighting began yesterday in the southern town of Najaf. At least one American soldier was killed and a helicopter was shot down there. Over the next 24 hours, Mahdi Army fighters clashed with U.S.-led troops in Baghdad, Basra, and Nasiriyah. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, what is the latest in the fighting?
Renee, there is smoke billowing from explosions in the southern holy city of Najaf. Helicopters in the air there, U.S. helicopters shooting at targets in that city. And the reports of the most heated fighting around the shrine of Imam Ali there. One U.S. soldier was killed in fighting there yesterday, and we don't know yet how many casualties the Mahdi Army fighters or Iraqi civilians have suffered. Since yesterday's fighting, it has spread from Najaf. Italian forces further south in Nasiriyah reported a very tense night last night. They said they were attacked multiple times and fought throughout the night to control the center of that city. Baghdad last night also shook with explosions, did some minor damage. This was mortar or rocket fire to the Palestine Hotel here. But the most intense fighting throughout the night was in the Shiite slums known as Sadr City. There was fierce fighting throughout the night. 15 American soldiers injured, the U.S. military says. And now American tanks have blocked off roads on the outskirts of that district. And just a couple of hundred yards away are Mahdi Army fighters. They are controlling the center of that district. They're armed, wearing black masks, controlling traffic there. NPR has an Iraqi employee in a hospital there, and he's heard some rocket-propelled grenade explosions this morning, and he's been watching Iraqi casualties from the previous night being brought into the hospital.
Does this look like a repeat of last April's Mahdi Army uprising?
It does appear to be heading that way. Last spring, for the first time, we saw the U.S. forces clashing with fighters
associated with this most
Shiite Muslim majority. It went on for more than a month, and it seemed to trigger more resistance from some of Iraq's Sunni Muslim insurgents. The Mahdi Army did eventually suffer really large casualties, and eventually a shaky ceasefire was reached. This is the most intense fighting we've seen since then, and it has been escalating over the past 2 days.
And is there any talk of negotiation between the two sides now?
Right now, we're just in a blame game. Both sides are accusing each other of breaking the ceasefire. Sadr's spokesman, he says that the U.S. and its allies and the Iraqi security forces started this battle yesterday. And the Iraq's interior minister, he yesterday accused Sadr's supporters of starting the fighting, of attacking Iraqi police stations in Najaf. Iraqi police and National Guardsmen were leading the defense against the Sadr militiamen in the beginning, but increasingly it's clear that it's the U.S. troops and other foreign allies, foreign troops, who are leading the battle against the Mahdi Army right now.
Ivan, there are reports that the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani left his home in Najaf today to fly to London for treatment of a heart condition. That sounds like it might be important.
It is. It's coming as a big surprise. The reports are that he just left from Iraq, had a brief stopover in Beirut, and is headed to London. His spokesman says he's being treated for heart problems for a health crisis. And this is the most senior and respected Shiite cleric in Iraq. He's a moderate, and Sadr is theoretically supposed to follow him, though Sistani was not able to broker a ceasefire during the previous fighting last spring. His departure, it raises some questions about succession now. Who could lead, become the spiritual leader of Iraq's Shiite Muslim majority? And there could be further instability as a result of this.
Thank you. NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from Baghdad.